When some see this female figurine in marble, one of the earliest that's on display in this gallery, the abstract form can prompt some questions. Did early artists choose to keep the figure stylized and spare, or did they lack the skill to create a more detailed figure? In fact, no. I learned that in the same period, far more realistic female forms were being crafted out of clay. I asked archaeologist Yorgos Gavalas about whether they were always female.
Within this period, we haven't seen many male figures. There are a few in the Neolithic period of terracotta with huge phallus indicating that this is definitely a male.
I noticed the unusual shape of this figure. It's a little bit like a musical instrument.
We call it a violin or guitar shape. This specific object here doesn't have any details. The earlier Neolithic forms, they are much more naturalistic. We can't understand why they have decided to produce such an abstract form.
We might look at the two holes on this figurine and wonder if it was used as a pendant, but its size suggests that this was not the case. In fact, the holes were drilled as part of an old repair in the days before modern adhesives.
The very interesting characteristic on this specific artifact is that it is broken, and people thought that it meant something really important. It symbolized something unique, and that's why they have took the task to repair it, to do these two drillings, which are, believe me, a laborious effort without breaking the piece further, and meant it either by means of a rope or leather or even lead. In the end, it was deposited in the burial.
An object of personal significance like this was understood as a valuable thing to bring into the afterlife. Although these violin-type figurines are usually interpreted as being seated, many of the Cycladic figures were designed to be displayed lying down, almost laid to rest.
In general, we're talking about reclining figures in Cycladic art because, of course, once you dig a grave, most of the times you can see them lying down, usually next to the head of the buried body.